Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there.
Alabaster Box by C.C. Winans. What a beautiful and powerful song. As of 2015, C.C. Winans is the best-selling female gospel artist of all time. 12 Grammy Awards. 12, ladies and gentlemen, 12 Grammy Awards and the best-selling female gospel artist of all time as of 2015. This is a powerful song. You can hear why she has achieved those accolades. I'll definitely be letting us hear more of that as we go throughout the hour. Okay, here we go. Release, renewal, and restoration. This is a time of release, renewal, and restoration. One of the things that I want you to keep in mind is that very often when God is getting ready to do what God is going to do, he is also waiting on us. Very often, God has a particular event that needs to occur. At other times, he has a number of events that need to occur, that need to come together and be in play at the same time before he will do what he is determined to do. I'll give you an example. Let's go way back now to a conversation that our God had with our what some people call our father, in a way, and scripture calls him our father. I'm talking about Abraham now. God the Father speaking with Father Abraham. And he let Abraham know that the day was going to come when Abraham's descendants would take possession of the land of Canaan. He said, it's not going to happen now. And he made it known that it would happen 430 years later. He said the reason that it was going to take that long was partly because the sins of the peoples of that land had not yet reached its full measure. Can you imagine God being so patient that it is obvious that those people were already sinning in a way that was really grating God's nerves? But he said, but their sin hasn't reached its full measure yet. Their sin hasn't piled up to the point where I'm ready to remove them from that land and from the face of the earth in the process. So he said 430 years. He was going to give them 430 more years times 365 days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's patience. 430 more years in addition to the years that they had already been sinning. I'm going to give them 430 more years. I'm telling you, God does give deadlines for change. Think of another deadline that God gave. Sometime later, when he was talking with Noah, he said, Noah, man's years will be, man's time on this earth will be 120 years. And a lot of people made the mistake of thinking that when God said that to Noah, he was indicating that that would be the typical lifespan of each human being. No, God was saying, I've been watching these sins all these years, and I decided enough is enough. I'm going to give them 120 more years. And when that 120 year period is up, I'm going to send the flood and wash them from the face of the earth. I'm going to destroy everything. And of course, we know Noah found favor in his sight. He didn't say that to Noah, but he let him know the flood is coming. Noah had found favor in his sight. God spared Noah's family on Noah's behalf. And of course, two of each of the creatures on the earth. And you know how that went. 120 years expired and God sent the flood. He gives deadlines. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sometime after Noah's days were over. Long after Noah's days were over and he had left this earth. The 430-year period of time that God had told Abraham would need to expire before God was ready to remove the peoples of that land from it and give it to Abraham's descendants, came. But notice what else had to be in place. With Noah, the 120-year period had to pass, but also Noah had to be finished building the ark that God had commanded him to build. And he had to have all his family and each of the creatures who were going to go in with him in the ark. Then God sent the flood, judging the wicked, and destroyed them all. With regards to Abraham's descendants, not only did that 430-year period of time have to pass where the sins of the people of that land would have reached their full measure, but also the people of God had to be ready to trust God so that God could lead them into that land, waging military campaigns so that they could take possession of the land, and through them, God removed those other people from the earth and from that land in the process. All of that had to be in place before God would do what he had to do, what he had planned to do. 430 years, 156,950 days, and 24 hours at that. 156,950 days. Ladies and gentlemen, that's patience. 3,766,800 hours. 3 million, almost 4 million hours God put up with that mess, knowing already what the end was going to be, knowing already how he was going to bring it to an end and when, but also why. The why, because their sin had reached its full measure. And you will find throughout scripture, God is continually considering when sin has reached its full measure, whether he's dealing with individuals, cities, nations, the world. God has a timeline that has deadlines all along it. And so we want to make sure that we don't miss deadlines, that we don't cross lines that we shouldn't be crossing, only to discover after we've crossed the line and judgment comes on us that we have indeed crossed the line and it's too late. We've gone to the point of no return. The point of no return, meaning God has said this far and no further. Once you cross this line, no hope for you. There will be no more chances. There will be no more opportunities. Once those people reached 120 years, there was no turning back. There was no more hope. God had determined 120 years and no further. At that point, for those on whom judgment was coming, there was nothing but the flood. 430 years for the people of the land of Canaan, to repent, get their act together. 430 years. Once that 430 years expired, there was no more hope. They had crossed the line. Think about God's people themselves, the ones who did not trust God to give them the ability to go in and take possession of the land. And God said to his friend, the prophet Moses, "They've sinned against me these 10 times. God was keeping count with some of the major sins that the congregation as a whole committed against him. And when they committed that sin and concluded that God was not able to take them into the land and give them possession of it, they crossed the line." That was when they crossed the line. And God said, those under the age of 20, I'm sorry, those 20 and older, they're not going to make it in. I'm going to kill every one of them in this wilderness. Everybody is going to spend 40 years, and from the time that I start killing to the time that I'm through, it's going to be 40 years. I'm going to kill everybody 20 and older who has continued to sin against me, murmur against me, complain against me. Yes, God draws lines in the sand, whether we're aware of it or not. You can best believe the people of Noah's day probably did not know that God had determined 120 years. You can rest assured that the people in the land of Canaan did not know that God had said to Abraham, they have 430 more years. You can best believe that the people of God who kept sinning against him did not know in advance that when they decided to sin against God by murmuring against him, murmuring against his friend Moses, and concluding God could not take them into that land to take possession of it, they did not know that that was the line that they were not to cross. It doesn't matter that we don't know where God has said, this is the line you are not to cross. What matters is that we know we're supposed to love him and honor him and obey him. Whether saved or unsaved, God gives deadlines very often. Very often. We need to be aware of that. Not always, but very often. He will be merciful, and to whom he will be merciful. So I want us to be thinking about this. Don't be missing opportunities out of pride or fear, or out of pride and or fear, and we miss our opportunities to get ourselves in position to receive from God what we need. Release, renewal, restoration. Let's look at some definitions when I come back.